G'day punters and welcome to Winning Post's preview podcast for the weekend of Saturday, November 25. I'm John Barker. Joining me once again is Joel Marshall. Well, Joel, the last gasp of the Victorian Carnival is at Sportsbet Ballarat this Saturday, and the Group 1 action shifts west to Ascot, and there's plenty of horses going around in Australia this weekend.
Yeah, it's certainly a big weekend of racing. Plenty of horses, as you say. Brisbane obviously having one of their big ones with half the card lost last week, and a few other washouts around the state have certainly added a lot of depth to the field sizes. Ballarat, as you said, the last gasp with the Victorian Carnival. Not a bad meeting. There's certainly a couple of races there that I'd be keen to get involved in, but certainly late Saturday all the focus will be over in the west, and I think it's one of the better railways we've seen in a while.
Yes, indeed. Well, we'll get to the railway shortly. We'll take you right through the black type races on the Ascot program. It is a 9-race card, with six of them being black type races. First of those is race 3, Carbine Club of WA Stakes, 1,400 metres, and proper antes sprung a bit of a surprise last week. And is going to be much, much shorter this week.
Yeah, well, they didn't use their ticket into the railway. I think that was a ballot-free race last week, but they didn't use their ticket, and they've gone for the softer option of the Carbine Club. I've gone for 7 Django here. He's a bit of an old favourite of mine, and he needed that run first up, but wasn't a bad effort. He didn't have a lot of room in the straight, and I thought he could improve second up. He still might be a run away, but at the odds, I've gone with him from 6 Tradesmen, who is the first emergency for the railway, and would certainly be a roughie in that race, but wouldn't be entirely hopeless, so he'd have to be a key hope here. 2 proper Rantes was an upset winner last week, and 4 Bollywood Blitz in for fourth.
Race 4 at Ascot on Saturday, Crown Perth Jungle Mist Classic, 1,200 for fillies and mares, and there's a touch of confidence about the Raider here, the Anthony Friedman-trained Crystal Fountain.
Yeah, I've gone her way. She obviously started her career in good fashion, winning her first 4, I think it was, and her 2 runs this time in have been good, stepping up in class, so I think she'll measure right up. 2 Volkoff has been hitting the line hard at both runs this time in, out to 1,200 will suit. 10 top of the class, she's unbeaten both fresh runs, and then sort of form has been a bit patchy thereafter. I'm expecting her to run really well fresh, Damien Lane to ride for his father, and 8 Fancy Fox in for fourth.
The 3-year-olds go around in race 5 at Ascot on Saturday. It's the Tab Touch Placid Arc Stakes over 1,200 metres, a listed event.
You've gone with number 8, In Love with Paris. I think Dougie White combined with Fred Kersley might have been this day last year with Lightning in My Veins, either that or a couple of years ago possibly. So going with that same combination here with In Love with Paris, lightly raced, only had the 2 starts, and it was a good debut win over for a good second, stepping up in class last time. To beat 5 Heart of Heart, 11 Truly Belong, and 6 Ocean Jewel.
Dougie White's going to want to be making hay while the sun shines, isn't he, Joel? Because they're not going to be, the Hong Kong jockeys aren't going to be able to come out for this type of meeting in future.
No, it's going to be really restricted to to the A-grade Group 1 races, and I don't think Perth would fit into that category, so a number of those visiting jockeys, yeah, as you said, will have to make hay while the sun shines.
And there's another stipulation, is there not, that about suspensions being deferred so that they can fulfil their engagements when they get back?
Yeah, exactly right, and no sort of 2 days in a row, so you know, no sort of Moonee Valley Friday night on a feature night into a feature on a Saturday, so a few of those rules are going to be changing.
Race 6 at Ascot on Saturday would be the first leg of the quaddy, and it is the Magic Millions Tattersalls Cup over 2,100 metres, another listed race.
Well, 8 Royal Star, he was the expected to win last week and get into the railway. Of course, he was beaten by proper Rantes, and he is second emergency for the railway, but if not, he runs here. They step up to 2,100, but look, I think the way he races, that'll be okay for him, and his class will take him a fair way. So I've got him on top from 6 Shintamani, 7 Trap for Fools, building a really good record, and the old boy, number 1, Itza Him, continuing to race well at this level.
First of the really big ones at Ascot on Saturday is race 7, second leg of the quaddy, Sky Racing WA Guineas. 1,600 for 3-year-olds at Group 2 level, at level weights, it's worth $500,000.
Yeah, well, remember speaking to Ben Pierce, co-trainer of Money Mahar, for a story leading into the Maribyrnong Plate with one of their two-year-olds that was coming over here and eventually got scratched. But I did ask him if he had anything for the carnival, and he gave me a really big push for Money Mahar, and well, came out and won first up a couple of weeks ago at a good price, and won like a really smart horse. He was talking Kingston Towns with it, and of course, if you're going to get into that race, you'd want to be probably winning the WA Guinea. So, and after that, the strength of that last win, I'm sticking with him, Money Mahar, to beat Five Galoy from the Godolphin team. Certainly, hopes have been diminished somewhat from that barrier, but just expecting those Victorian form lines to hold up if he can get any sort of luck. Two Debalatio was first up behind Money Mahar last start. He'll strip a lot fitter. He's been pretty short in Kingston Town markets for a fair while now. Expect him to improve. And 13 Art Series backing up off her win against the fillies last week.
The big one is race 8, James Bogue's Premium Railway Stakes. It's a 1600 metre handicap. 59 has Blackheart Bart, 53 have the bottom 13 of them. There are 20 named, 16 to face the starter. And this race, 5 of the last 7 years, a horse carrying 53.5 or less has got the money here, but the main four in the betting are the four at the top of the weights, Joel. But you have gone further down the weights. I should give the listeners the caveat that you made your selection before the barrier draw and stuck with it, because we had gone with it on the front page. But still, they can win from reasonably wide barriers. Maybe this All Our Roads, your selection, will probably jump from 14. They haven't jumped from there and won for a while, but they've certainly jumped from 11 and 12. How are your confidence levels?
Yeah, certainly dented a little bit, but I had a little bet on him a few weeks ago, hoping that Chris Waller would take him across. The odds have certainly trimmed up, but he's probably his right price now, at around sort of $14, $15. He's going really well. The former Kiwi, his first up run in Sydney was excellent. He then went to Caulfield with the 58.5 and ran well behind Ullman. Gets a nice turnaround in the weights there, and I thought he acquitted himself really well in the Cantala. He went a bit keen in front, but battled on well for fourth behind Shillelagh. Craig Williams has won two railways, both leading throughout, so he knows what it takes, and hopefully he could look at. He seems an adaptable horse. I didn't think he would lead in that Cantala, but he did. So, look, I'd like to see them push forward. Even though there's a bit of speed, I think it's just going to be easier to win, certainly at Ascot, in a race like this, being close to the pace. So I hope they do press forward. And I've gone his way from the class up the top. One Blackheart Bart. A few reports that he might sort of be better in the Kingston Town in a fortnight's time, but hard to deny his class, and he'll run well. Two Scales of Justice, last year's winner. Well, there's a bit of a query about him as well, even taking his spot in the field. So, look, he was beaten as a short price favourite in the Lee Steer, but no doubt will be fitter for that. And if he takes his place, he'll be a competitor from three, Tom Melbourne, in for fourth. He's just been a model of consistency, hasn't been able to win, but no knock on his Group 1 form.
Sportsbet Ballarat is the venue, as I mentioned, for the Victorian Metro meeting this Saturday. And the main race is the $300,000 Sportsbet Ballarat Cup. But earlier in the day, there's an intriguing affair, as it always is, the Magic Millions two-year-old Clockwise Classic. Joel, have you had a good look at the trials that these two-year-olds have been submitting?
Yeah, I went through those Clockwise jump outs and ended up coming back to one that we've seen in official trials in Sydney, number 12, Pakiri. He's an I Am Invincible colt. His dam was placed in a Karakata and a Gymcrack in Perth as a two-year-old, so should have plenty of speed. He missed the start a little bit in his first trial and then got run off the track by a wayward runner and actually went to the line in the straight under a hold and was making ground for fourth, and then they backed off him a little bit. That was back in September, and he came back and won a trial at Warwick Farm more recently. He is first emergency. I don't know how many of these will scratch, but if he gets a run, I'm with him, number 12. To beat 10, our Tony Nicone has had a couple of jump outs at Ballarat. One of them missed the start badly, but has found the line really well. She won't be able to be slow away on Saturday, but if she can jump, she'll be thereabouts. The stablemate, 8 First Diamond, I like the way she finished off with the blinkers on in her latest one, and 4 Native Soldier showed a bit more in his second jump out. And Darren Weir has spoke quite highly about him. He's well-bred too. 12, 10, 8 and 4.
I went for 6 counter current, the only one that is a winner. Obviously doesn't get a penalty under these conditions. Did only win a 4-horse race at Queanbeyan, but certainly did so comfortably enough to beat 5. And the Mo Essa, been trialling well. Pakiri Joel selection 12 for 3rd, and our Tony Nakoni number 10 for 4, 6, 5, 12 and 10. So the main race at Sportsbet Ballarat on Saturday is race 7, is race 8, the Sportsbet Ballarat Cup. 2,200, 300,000. Well, a few of these have been bobbing up and down for a while. Joel, I've actually gone for one who I've fallen into one who's just come on the scene in Mr. Garcia. Where have you gone?
Yeah, look, I've got Mr. Garcia for second. I've gone for one that's been bobbing around for a while and unable to win, but no knock on his form. And I speak of number 5, Grey Lion. Just Saturday might be the day on his home track. Third in the Cranbourne Cup behind Folkswood, and last couple of runs against Vondramask. He's been really game. Had his chance last start, it must be said, but he'll get a lovely run from the draw, and I've gone his way. Certainly Mr. Garcia's got the upside. It showed a nice turn of foot there at Flemington. Number 1, Antonio Giuseppe, in for 3rd. His class will take him a long way. And number 12, in for 4th, Knowable. They went really quick early last start. He was 1,600 to 2,000. I thought he stuck on really bravely. They weren't coming home quickly, but that's because they'd done so much work early. And he was a part of that early speed, and he battled on well. So he looks like he'll stay, and he can certainly improve with that run under his belt. But yeah, I've gone Grey Lion.
Right, well, did we mention your best and value? We went through your best and value best, but did we mention what they were at Ascot?
Ascot, so it was in the two features. Money Maher, I made my best in the guineas, and my value was all our roads.
All right, well, our best and values at Sportsbet Ballarat. I'll start off, Go Down, race 1, number 3. My best top run first up will be suited at the 1,200 second up. It's currently around about $6 or $7. Favourite Royal Fashion. Ex-Kiwi, certainly on her Kiwi form, would go pretty close here. Has won a trial, but that was at Tatura and beat a maiden and a picnic horse. Where did you... you did go with Royal Fashion though, Joel.
Yeah, I went with Royal Fashion. She looked pretty smart early in her career. I think she's had a few issues, but they've sent her across here to try and get a bit of black type. And yeah, as you said, didn't beat a lot in the trial, but certainly on her New Zealand form, I think she'll measure up pretty well to benchmark 78 level.
Okay, and my value bet, so I've bookended this. Best bet, race 1, number 3, Go Down. Value bet, race 10, number 12, Oberland. Typical John Barker value bet is shorter than the best bet, and in fact is $5.50 favourite, and that is the Darren Weir Train Oberland, well and truly overdue and ready to win. Yours, Joel?
Oh, I really like Gowdy, race 5, number 3, from the Allerton Zariad. He ran into Nature Strip on debut at Mornington. That's been very strong form. He ran 4th in an Echuca maiden. Prezzato came out of that race, his stablemate, and won a stakes race during Cup Week. And then he got the maiden win on the board at Cranbourne with ease. I think he can definitely go on with the job. And my value is in the last. Certainly, I like Oberland and Toy Boy, a couple down towards the bottom. But I think Smart Dart might be ready to improve. Hasn't had much sort of go his way in 2 runs back from a spell, and he's got a really good 1,200 metre record on his day, and certainly on his form round about this time last year, he'd be very competitive if he can find that third up.
Rosehill Gardens, the venue for Sydney racing on Saturday. Big fields throughout most of the day, and both you and Carl in unanimity on the best of the day, and that's race 3, number 8, the Chris Waller Train Import Mornington.
Yeah, it's certainly plenty to like about his Australian debut. He'd had a couple of jump outs at Flemington, but the Waller Yard had sent him to Sydney to debut over 1,800. He had the 57 kilos and settled just behind the speed. I thought battled on really well. I think in time he'll probably look to get over a little bit further, but he stays at 1,800. He gets nice weight relief down to 53.5, and from the barrier 2, he showed the other day that he can use that gate, and with that run under the belt, I think he's destined to get to a higher level than this, so he should be pretty hard to beat.
And your value bet, race 7, number 4, All's In. Oh, sorry, no, that's Carl's. Yours is race 6, number 1, Invincible.
Yeah, Chris Waller again. He's a bit of an enigma, this horse, but he's got ability. I'm just hoping to strike him at the right time at 26-1. He's had 2 runs back from a spell. First of those was over 1,400. The form out of that race held up. All Our Roads and Shillelagh came through that race. He got too far back, and sort of wasn't really ever a chance. He then went 4 weeks between runs and back to 1,200. That certainly was never going to be helpful for him last start. He's drawn reasonably well out to 1,400 suits, and on dryish ground, I think he can run a good race. You've just got to catch him on the right day, but at $26, I think Saturday, hopefully, fingers crossed, is the day.
Racing on the Parks track at Morfordville on Saturday, and I can tell you that James Jordan's Gems are back after a week off last week. Strike rate has been pretty freakish over the spring. So I can tell you that race 2, number 7, Yolqui, race 5, number 5, Embassy Lil, and race 6, number 2, All Bar 2. James Jordan's specials for Morfordville on Saturday. As you mentioned, Joel, big fields at Doomben throughout the day in Brisbane, and there are in fact two listed races. First of those, race 7, You Bet Classic, Fillies and Mares, plate 1200 for the Fillies and Mares.
And conveniently enough, Best and Value come up in these two races, so we can cover them off. My Value is Rare Occurrence in this race you speak of. Number 4, look, she's had two runs back from a spell. Thought the first up run was good. That was in track record time behind her stablemate Tarzan, who then won again in town. And then the next start at 1200, they set a pretty good tempo and she was right there. And I thought she battled on reasonably well to run fifth, beaten less than two lengths. Brooklyn Storm, the winner, came out of that race and ran pretty well in the stakes race on Wednesday. Rare Occurrence will handle Sting out of the track. She's drawn well. Damien Brown to ride. I think she's a good bet each way. And what, admittedly, is a very tough race. 8, Sylphide in for second. 1, Den Magic. Very classy. She just struggles to win. But her best Sydney form will certainly see her competitive. And 9 of the day has trialled well.
And your best obviously comes up in race 8, the other listed race. It's the Sky Racing Tattersall's Recognition Stakes over 1350.
Yeah, number 12, Torgerson. Really happy with the odds. He's gone up around 13, 14 to 1. He was dominant at the Gold Coast, 1,400 metres second up. He then went out to the mile last start. He stepped up to the mile. He stepped up 5 kilos, had 59 to carry, and he got back and just couldn't get to Tsar Speed, who just controlled the race in front and was never going to lose. But he still ran well for third, did Torgerson. Back down to 54, I think back to 1,400 or 1,350 will be ideal. And pretty keen to back him, especially each way now. 3 Gold Symphonies, the class runner. He was a stakes winner last prep. He wasn't beaten far in a Stradbroke. 9, Crack Me Up, was huge first up. Everyone was talking about how good he was with the 63 kilos and charging to the line at 1,200. $2.80, I think, short enough for him. He's certainly a winning hope, though. And in for fourth number 4, Hopfgarten, obviously class runner, extra distance or suit.
Earlier in the day in New Zealand, the main meeting is at Pukekohe.
Yeah, Pukekohe. They have 4 stakes races, including the Group 2 Thoroughbred Breeders, where the Baker Forsman Yard can dominate with Frank Aletta and Deals and Heels. I went Deals and Heels just, but little between that pair of talented mares. My best is Monrecour. Has come up with a bad gate, race 9, number 9, but certainly has her hoof on the till. Came from a long way back last start to finish third. If she gets a bit of luck, she'll be very hard to hold out. My Value is Zambezi Warrior in the County's Cup. Race 7, number 7, showed nice improvement second up, and with the 53.5, I thought could take beating. And Awapuni, best bet, I made a first starter, race 2, number 5, Red Cloud. Trials have been good enough to warrant plenty of thought in a race with little depth among the raced. 1,550 on debut is a bit of a task, but by postponed, bred to handle it. And my Value is Constant Barrage, race 7, number 4. Much better than the latest outing suggests, and the first up run was good, so give him another chance.
All right, that wraps up a big Saturday around Australasia. Don't forget your winning post if you haven't got it already. Form for Friday night at Cranbourne. Friday's meetings include, of course, Wodonga Cup Day. Plenty of meetings on Friday if you're thinking of knocking off early and having a punt. And just $5 for your winning post, which will take you not only through Friday and Saturday, but through Sunday. And on Sunday, the feature is the $130,000 Bet365 Kilmore Cup listed event over 1,600 metres. It's not quite what it was. It used to be worth when it was sponsored by the bus company, $300,000. But still, $130,000 is not nothing to be sneezed at, Joel. And fans of Joel Marshall, Value, will be pretty pleased to see him going for War Legend for Maroney and Maloney at around about $17.
Yeah, it wasn't a bad run at Flemington on Melbourne Cup Day. He ran, it was a Cup Day or Oaks Day, one of the two. But he ran reasonably well. He'll be a bit fitter for that. And he's certainly good enough to take out a race like this on the minimum weight.
Okay, and finally, our best $20 bet for the weekend. Can't believe I let you talk me out of Fanatic last week.
Yeah.
I'm going against you here. I'm only going each way, though. Look, I'd be all for all our rows, bar for the barrier, so I'm going for one down the bottom that has drawn a better barrier, and that is Greg Hooper's tip in the race, his value bet, and that is variation number 16. So I'm going Ascot race 8, number 16, variation, $10 each way.
He won the Guineas this day last year, I think, variation. I'm going Gowdy, Ballarat, Sportsman Ballarat race 5, number 3. I think he's a nice horse, and I think he'll come through maiden grade and win again.
And I endorse those sentiments. Have a great weekend, everybody. Back plenty of winners, and we'll talk to you next week on the Preview Podcast.